And we move now to a sports story that does not involve alleged doping, lying, or misdeeds of any nature. A happy story indeed for the U.S. The U.S. women's soccer team is just one win away from a World Cup championship. The Americans beat France 3-1 today in the semifinals. They'll play Japan for the title on Sunday in Frankfurt, Germany. And NPR's Tom Goldman has been watching the Cup, and he joins us now. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Michelle.
A strong game today from the whole U.S. team, but the headline has to be another clutch performance from Abby Wambach. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, another indeed. That's the operative word here. How can we forget, because it's been replayed over and over, that tying goal that Wambach headed in against Brazil with just minutes left in the game on Sunday? Well, today, there she was again late in the second half, flying through the air where she's so dangerous, taking a corner kick from teammate Lauren Cheney, heading the ball into the French goal. Now, that gave the U.S. a 2-1 lead. A couple of minutes later, Alex Morgan, she's the youngest on the team at 22 and maybe the next big star for the U.S., she chipped one in over the French goalkeeper, the insurance goal, and that made it 3-1, the final score. Now, those moments will make the highlight package, but let's also give a nod, Michelle, to the U.S. defense. Early in the tournament, it was shaky at times. Today against France, the defense, especially in the area in front of the U.S. goal, was cohesive and did well in repelling repeated attacks from a very good and very skilled French team.
Let's give a nod to the sidelines as well. Lots of credit is also going to the American coach. She made some key substitutions at key moments today.
She did, partly because of the mental and physical fatigue from that epic Brazil game. Pia Sundhage, the U.S. coach, as you mentioned, made some important changes in the second half. She brought in Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, the one who served up that great pass to Wambach in the Brazil game. And then she moved Lauren Cheney to a center position in midfield. All these changes had a very positive effect. And here's Sundhage talking about the moves on ESPN.
We have heavy legs out there, so we had to make some quite a bit of adjustments in the midfield. So, and I'm very happy the way with Pino came in and Cheney came in the center of the park and Alex. So we did some coaching on the bench. I'm exhausted. I need a rest.
Now, U.S. coach Pia Sundhage and her players will get some rest. They have until Sunday when they'll try to win their first World Cup title since 1999.
And listeners who were trying to discern that accent, she's from Sweden.
Yes.
Now let's look ahead to the finals. In the other game today, Japan beat Sweden, so they move on to face the U.S. What should we be watching for in that game?
You know, it should be fascinating. Two teams on an absolute roll. We know what the U.S. has done. Japan has knocked out host Germany, the two-time defending champion. Now they've beaten Sweden, which beat the U.S. earlier in the tournament. The Japanese are great at possessing the ball, dictating the action, very technically skilled. Japan is also riding a wave of emotion here. After the win over Germany, the Japanese players unfurled a banner thanking the world for its support in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami in March. So the Americans have beaten Japan three times this year, but this current Japanese team is playing a lot better than in those earlier games.
This will be the first finals appearance for the U.S. since the now iconic World Cup win in 1999, and anyone listening certainly remembers Brandi Chastain ripping off her jersey after that winning penalty kick. We talked to Allie Krieger earlier this week, and she said that while they respect that team and that story, that they're building their own narrative. How does this story compare?
I think so. First of all, they're keeping their jerseys on so far. 1999 was a statement beyond the game about women and sports in this country and how female athletes could compete and entertain 90,000 people in a stadium, which is what they did in the Rose Bowl that day. This team is not about proving anything about women's sports. It's been proved. They are carrying on a soccer legacy. They're playing in a world where there's a lot more soccer parity. And a win Sunday means you're the best of a very good field.
Tom, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.